Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf here on Breadbox Media. I'm your host, Pete Sox, a Catholic book blogger. Today we have with us, returning to us, is Christine Watkins. She's an inspirational Catholic speaker, author, and radio and television host. Formerly an anti-Christian atheist, she began a life of service to the Catholic Church after miraculous healing from Jesus through Mary, which saved her from death. Before her conversion to Catholicism, she danced professionally with the San Francisco Ballet Company. She is the author of the bestseller Full of Grace, Miraculous Stories of Healing and Conversion Through Mary's Intercession, and the number one Amazon bestseller of Men and Mary, How Six Men Won the Greatest Battle of Their Lives, which is a book that we talked about a year ago. Christine holds a master's degree in theological studies from the Jesuit School of Theology at Berkeley and a master's degree in social welfare from the University of California at Berkeley School of Social Welfare. She has over 20 years of work experience as a spiritual director, licensed counselor, inspirational speaker, and retreat leader. And today we'll be speaking about her book, The Warning, Testimonies and Prophecies of the Illumination of Conscience. Welcome back to the show, Christine.
Thank you so much, Pete.
So last time, as I mentioned, we talked about Of Men and Mary, and that was a pretty intense book in itself. And then this showed up in my mailbox, and it was almost like you said, hold my rosary beads, here we go. So what inspired you and drew you to writing this particular book?
I'd heard about something that is normally called the warning or the illumination of conscience about 8 years ago. And I thought to myself, if this is real, this is extremely important and maybe worthy of a book, another book on it. And I didn't quite believe it. I wanted some confirmation. And writing a book is a long process, an arduous process for me. So I certainly didn't want to dive into that unless it was God's idea. And so I said to God, if you want me to write a book on this, I would like a couple things, please, from you, Lord. One is let me know if it's real. Number two, I think that there should be some really great testimonies of people who've already been through a sudden illumination of their own conscience to be included. So I'd have to meet these people. And so I kid you not, within 8 weeks, I met literally five people who'd been through a personal illumination of their conscience and learned of five others. And they ended up in the book. And their stories are incredible. And so I took that as a confirmation. And I haven't met anyone since. You know, it was almost eight more years of not meeting anyone. So right after I said that prayer, they came into my life.
So why is the time now to focus on these messages and this warning?
I didn't think it was the time now when I first started to write the book. The mystics and saints of the church who've spoken about this, and I will say what this is, you might not know what conscience is. Mm-hmm. It's a moment in time when mystics and saints, and I'll list them in a moment. This is not a bunch of psycho weirdos mentioning that this will happen. These are saints and mystics authenticated and scrutinized by the church. But they say that there will be a watershed moment in time when all light from the sun will be extinguished and a thick darkness will blanket the entire world, so that night will be darker than night and day will be darker than night. And then a brilliant light, much like two stars colliding, will appear in the sky, leaving behind it a sign of Jesus Christ, triumphant on the cross and visible to all in his glory. And from the holes of the wounds in his body, bright rays will penetrate forth, lighting up the earth, and at the same time, piercing every single soul on earth, no matter what their beliefs or what their age, and illuminating everyone's conscience. And in a 5 to 15 minute span of time, everyone will see their past sins and the consequences of those sins, whether or not they have any sense of God being real. So this warning will be the greatest act of mercy for mankind since Jesus came to earth. And so it will be a correction of the conscience of the world, a world that, as we can see, has gone astray. Mm-hmm. And so the people in the book who have been told about this by God come from different places in the world. They're of varied ages and different times in history, and they weren't receiving this information from a common source other than God himself, and they weren't talking about it amongst each other. And so it's rather uncanny to hear how they got the same message. And these people are, well, the Gospel of Matthew, two canonized or a blessed Pope, Blessed Pope Pius IX and St. Pope Paul VI, a priest and martyr, St. Edmund Campion, the nun, mystic, and apostle of divine mercy, St. Faustina Kowalska, a lay mystic and victim soul, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, a religious superior, mystic, and exorcist, Father Michel Rodrigue, a victim soul and founder of the Flame of Love movement in the Universal Church, Elizabeth Kindleman, a priest locutionist and founder of the Marian movement of priests, Father Stefano Gobbi, the modern day evangelist, Matthew Kelly, and a mystic and stigmatist who has received messages with the church's imprimatur, Lusta Maria de Bonilla, and a modern day stigmatist and visionary supported by our Bishop Janie Garza, not to mention Jesus Christ himself and the Mother of God through their child visionaries in the 20th century apparition sites of He, Germany, which is fully approved by the church, and the one in Garbal, Spain. Mm-hmm. So all of that, I'm saying all of that for the listeners so that they know that I, Christine Watkins, is not making up this stuff.
Right.
This didn't come from my imagination. Mm-hmm. So the book I'm referring to, I just read from, is called The Warning, mm-hmm. Testimonies and Prophecies of the Illumination of Conscience. And there's some book trailers, too, if people want to check it out and they're kind of wondering, what is this? You can go to queenofpeacemedia.com and also look at the book trailer. Mm-hmm. Has Father James Blunt. He's wonderful. He's a healer and he works in the exorcism ministry, and he speaks about it
right
on that video. So I don't think I answered your question, but why now?
Yeah.
Why now?
Why is everything? And let me extrapolate that a little bit further. You know, we're going through some pretty weird stuff here. We're entrenched in this pandemic with COVID-19. We see great social uprising just this week with the incident in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what? It's like you just sit here and you look at the news cycle and you well, and that's another question we'll get into, is the behavior of the media. But you just look at everything, and it's like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Things are falling apart. And one of the things that was spawned from this book and my research is a website that I'm doing with three friend theologians called www.countdowntothekingdom.com. So we've researched a lot of what heaven is saying about our times, which actually helps us make sense of it. So does the warning book. It helps us make a lot of sense of it. These are events and problems that heaven knew was going to happen and has prepared us for and wants to prepare the faithful for and to tell us, do not be afraid. But understandably, that if we have, as a whole, ignored God's pleas, ignored Our Lady's pleas for so long, and if we have a lack of, I would say, heroic leadership in the church to fight for the Eucharist and so many things. I've done a lot of videos for Queen of Peace Media. You can see them through countdowntothekingdom.com or go to YouTube and see a video we just did on the COVID epidemic and one that I'll post in the next few days on what's going on with the Eucharist. It's very, 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 very telling. We've uncovered a lot of facts. We're asking a lot of questions. And clearly something's terribly awry in our church and in our governments. Mm-hmm. And the warning is going to come, the mystics say, in our lifetime. When I first started to research this, I didn't believe that and didn't think it was possible. But as the book came to a close, Luz de Maria de Bonilla and Father Michel Rodrigue both said that both got messages from God that this would happen in this generation, in our lifetime. And the prophecies continue and they continue to get more urgent. And it's also been said by more than one mystic, more than one seer, that this warning will happen when things are at their worst. And in Garabandal, Spain, one of the visionaries, Conchita, said, more than one, there were four visionaries, said that it would happen when communism returned. So I think what we're seeing, when you don't have Jesus Christ as the center of society, Jesus is God, he holds everything together, it's kind of a simple equation. Things fall apart. There's entropy. People don't get along, lies are spread, communism and things like dictatorships or attempts at control of people rather than seeing people as autonomous beings made in the image of God starts to happen. And nobody trusts anybody. There's clearly a pandemic of fear going on, and society loses its heart. And I think the faithful, this is a time of saint making. This is a time where people can rise up and become who they're truly meant to be and speak out in love and truth amidst chaos. And Christians, true Christians, will stand out. They will be different in the mayhem. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the joy of a Christian, to say, well, we live in the world, but we're not of the world. And so, honestly, it's terrorizing even to look at what's going to happen. It's going to get worse. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but every single mystic and church-approved seer and those who are well-respected and whose messages have already come true are saying it's going to get worse. And so does the Bible, by the way. It doesn't yes. say it ends well.
Yeah.
It's just, we kind of got that.
Yeah.
But it ends well in the end, as it were. In
right.
the very end, it ends very, 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 very well.
Yes. And one thing I want to say here before we close out this first segment again is to highlight something you mentioned. This isn't something you came up with. The beauty of what you did, however, was to compile it all into one book. And just so you know, have an understanding, you're talking about a 300-some page book here that you put together. So that is a point I think that really needs to get across. This isn't Christine Watkins' message. It's Christine Watkins' work that brought it into a concise, complete volume so that you don't have to go searching for all this information.
Yes, and what I'm talking about is information that extends into the Countdown to the Kingdom website. The book focuses on the title of it, The Warning, Testimonies and Prophecies of the Illumination of Conscience. And if you go to Amazon and you type in The Warning and read the reviews, you'll find that it's an explosion of hope and joy, that it's not scary at all. And I think people don't want to pick up the book because of the title sometimes. And then once they get past that, they feel so much better. It's so hopeful for us, for our loved ones, how loving and merciful God is, and how much hope in a time of craziness there really is. And I think that's the main message that people take away. They also want to be better people. And so I really would encourage people not to fear, but really be hopeful in this time, because God has a plan.
So, and I'll be completely honest, this book sat on my pile for a while because of that. I was like, but I had a friend of mine twist my arm, you got to read this book. So I read it, and I'm glad I did. But again, don't let that title be off-putting, because once you read this and then step back and look at everything that's happening in our world today, it's like, okay, it kind of makes sense why what's happening is happening.
Yeah, and we kind of want to know that God has a beautiful plan and he's in charge. And the book makes us realize he's got something beautiful planned, and he wants to send out his spirit in a new Pentecost. And don't we long for that? Don't we yearn for our loved ones to finally get it? You know, there's so many parents crying out there saying, my kid just doesn't get it. Well, find out about The Warning and you'll realize, yes, they will. Your prayers are going to go somewhere in a beautiful moment in time when everything's going to change for them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Christine Watkins to speak more about her book, The Warning. You've been listening to Off the Shelf. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf. We're spending it today with Christine Watkins, going over her book, The Warning, Testimonies and Prophecies of the Illumination of Conscience. And Christine, I think we definitely opened some eyes in that first segment. So I guess a big question that a lot of people are probably asking, okay, I hear what you're saying. I believe what you're saying. What do I need to do to prepare for this?
The first thing, if you can find a priest, is to make a general confession, to do a thorough examination of conscience, because what we need to prepare for every moment truly is to meet Jesus face to face. And if there's something that's hidden within us that we don't want to look at, or that we would like Jesus to uncover, one of the greatest prayers we can say for ourselves is, Jesus, show me what's in me that I don't know about, that's not of you, or that I don't want to see. And what a beautiful way to prepare ourselves for eternity. And so take everything we discover about ourselves, not to overburden the priest with 5 hours, but to list them out and to go. And also to be ready and prepared with hope. I think sometimes, myself included, we can sink in unhappiness around loved ones and people we care about just not converting when and in the ways that we'd like them to, and wondering, gosh, are they ever going to see that God loves them? Are they ever going to understand that even though the church has problems, it's you know, the source and summit of our faith? And what do I do to get this information across? I really invite the listeners to not just pray the rosary and prayers that are really efficacious, but also to fast. We're at a time where without fasting, we're not going to be able to cast certain demons away, like the disciple who came up to Jesus in the scriptures and said, why couldn't we cast this demon out? He said, this kind can only come out with prayer and fasting. And he also said these three very much ignored words in scripture, when you fast, do not fast like the hypocrites. Mm-hmm. So Mary's been calling on us to fast. And it's bread and water is the preferred fast 2 days a week. You could do Monday, Friday. You could do Wednesday, Friday, traditional fast days in the church. But this is so important because we, by praying and fasting for the world, for ourselves, for our loved ones, we are truly walking in the grace of God. And that is how we can live fearlessly, because we know with our charity and our trying to follow Christ, we will have done everything we can. And there's a peace in that. There's a lack of worry in that. When you know what? That was really hard that day of fasting, or I didn't have coffee all day and I'm so proud of myself. And forgive my French, but you kicked Satan's butt that day. And isn't that a great feeling? You know, we just need to feel victorious, right? Like, dang, I kicked his butt. He is not attacking my son today because I silenced him. And that's a good feeling. And that's a feeling and a knowledge you can only have through faith, knowing that your prayer and your fasting did something. And then you think, oh my gosh, but they're not changing. Nothing's changing. The world's getting worse. Okay, but know you did something. Mm-hmm. And that when the illumination of conscience happens, all those graces that maybe the people you've been praying for have ignored are going to flood into them. And it's going to be a hallelujah moment. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hallelujah moment.
So once you get through the book and you read it and you start to have an understanding of it and believe it, the one thing that I think there's going to be, and it's going to happen. There's deniers out there. They're going to look at you like, dude, you're nuts. So this is kind of a two-part question. How do we approach that situation when we're talking with people about this that think we are crazy?
So I am in solidarity with all of you who, honestly, I'm even in solidarity with those who think it's crazy. I still invite you to read the book and think it's crazy all the way through, because if you just read the testimonies of people who've suddenly, even those who didn't believe in God, have been shown their whole lives, it's fascinating and it's so amazing. And you'll learn so much about your own soul, because we're all going to meet God. And this book, whether you believe in the warning or not, is going to prepare you to live life the way you should and to die the way you want to. So I just want to really give people a lot of hope. And in terms of sharing the information, I would say that the easiest way to share the information with others is the book or the videos. You know, you go to queenofpeacemedia.com, because it lays it out in a very understandable, believable way that doesn't push it down your throat and says, you might look at this and think it's crazy. You might look at this this way. You might look at this way, but here's some stories and here's what some people have said. It's not presented in a way to say, believe this or else. It's not that way at all. So you could give this to a non-believer and just out of interest, they could pick it up and they wouldn't be offended, as it were. Mm-hmm. It points out the logic of things and it doesn't force you to believe anything. The second thing I want to say, though, is that if you have a family member like mine who's a non-believer, I finally, because I've said this in my videos, I give a talk on YouTube about the warning. You can look it up. The Illumination of Conscience, Christine Watkins. You know, that says it all. It's an hour long. And at the end of the video, in this talk I gave in a church, I said, you do not want to keep silent and not tell your loved ones about this, because some people are not going to make it through the warning. If they're in one mortal sin after another, it's just going to be too shocking. We want our loved ones to live through it. We're going to have to prepare ourselves, and we're really called, if we learn that this is happening, to say, hey, this could happen, because The media is going to come in afterwards and say it was a solar flare. They're going to deny it. Atheists are going to move on in and remove the faith that God tried to instill. So we have to be prepared, not only by being prepared to have our Bibles and our rosaries and everything ready to rush people into confession, because Father Michel Rodrigue, one of the mystics, God showed him the long lines to confession that would happen after the warning and the mass baptisms and teaching people the catechism. We're going to have to know our faith in order to teach it. We're going to have to be ready with some stuff, some Bibles, some rosaries, some pamphlets, some how to read scripture pamphlets, so that people who say, what the heck happened to me, can have some loving direction. And then we're also going to have to tell people about the warning in advance, because the secular media is going to come back in and deny that it was of God. They're going to make up some scientific reason that's not true as to why some solar flare or electromagnetic energy or something like that affected our consciousness or something. And that's why it happened. And so a lot of people will fall away once again, because we still will have free will. So just if you don't tell people about it now and say this could happen, then they're more likely to deny it. But if they think back and go, wow, Pete told me about this. He said it was going to be God and it happened. That's going to be harder for that person to deny. Mm-hmm. Now, my brother, I just had a conversation with him, secular agnostic atheist, I'm not sure what he believed, but I said, okay, Christine, you got to practice what you preach, because I tell people you got to let others know about this so that they make it through and believe what it was. And I just laid it all out. And he said to me at the end of the conversation, this was only 5 days ago, well, yeah, I'll let you know when I'm enlightened. That was it. So don't expect that someone who doesn't even believe in God is not going to think that you're cuckoo. I had to die to self, and I had to say, you know what? I feel like we're close enough to craziness right now for me to just say it and not care what he thinks. And mm-hmm. So it is a dying to self, not with my Catholic friends and with the world. It's been very easy. In fact, it's become a, you know, bestseller around the world. Nothing, I thought it was going to be a fringe little book. It's just exploded. And so that was very unexpected. And so of course that kind of feedback is people being very, very grateful. But then of course, as always, when it comes to secular non-believers, how are they going to respond? Probably thinking you're crazy, but hey, you might save their soul.
Mm-hmm. That's a real good point. I mean, it's just planning. It's no different than evangelizing, but this might be evangelizing 2.0.
Yeah.
just planting that seed, and again, when it does happen, they'll look back and go, like you said, so and so told me about that.
Yeah, and then they'll come to you and they'll want your help and your guidance, because their soul will be so ripped open at that point.
Mm-hmm. So I guess one thing I'd want to ask, I mean, I know the answer, but listeners might not. What is the church stance on all of this? Because you have multiple people in here giving multiple testimonies, and the church, what's the church's take on all of this? Have they even taken a position on it?
The church hasn't taken a position on it, but when I, at the beginning of the show, listed the people, this is not an exhaustive list either of those people in the Catholic Church who've been told about this over the centuries. So it's not as though the church has said, hey, the warning is real. But what they have done is they've given the imprimatur to many messages that say it's real. So, for instance, Elizabeth Kindleman, the mystic of the Flame of Love movement in the Universal Church, her diary, which has this information in it, has received the imprimatur. And Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, centuries ago, she's a blessed, and her revelations have been declared authentic, and she said this would happen. We've also got the 20th century apparitions of Heed, Germany. Now, this happened around World War II. And Jesus was very clear. He explained the mini judgment, the illumination of conscience, said it would happen. This is a church-approved apparition. So I could go on and on. You've got Lucia Maria de Bonilla. Her messages are talking about it over and over again, saying it's more and more imminent. And her messages have the church as imprimatur. So the church has, in a sense, authenticated that these messages are, they do not have errors in them in terms of the truths of the faith, in terms of receiving the imprimatur. And, but it hasn't, you know, it never does that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even before Jesus Christ came to earth, they said there would be a Messiah, but everyone disagreed as to what that meant. So I think that it's individual people over time who are saying, oh my goodness, this is a real prophecy. And if people don't believe in prophecy, know that the church does say that prophecy is an ongoing charism in the church. And people can dismiss it and say, well, that's private revelation. But I think what people don't understand is that private doesn't mean private. That's a misnomer. Private revelation gave us the rosary, gave us divine mercy, you know, gave us the Sacred Heart, devotion to the Sacred Heart. It's ongoing way that the Holy Spirit acts through the church and through its disciples and its saints to let us know what's happening and to warn us in advance of things that will happen in the future. And even in scripture, in Matthew 24, speaks of the warning. You can read it. Would you like me to read Matthew 24?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. Matthew 24, verses 29 to 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a trumpet blast, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. So when it says all the tribes of the earth will mourn, that's the sadness when people see their sins and the consequence of those sins. And so in this prophecy, this is just one of so many. There are about 2,500 prophecies in the Bible, and 2,000 of those have come true, but 500 have yet to come true. And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Christine, incredible book. Where can people find the Warning, Testimonies, and Prophecies of the Illumination of Conscience?
Just go to Amazon and search for The Warning, or go to queenofpeacemedia.com.
All right. Christine, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and spending it with us. Any closing thoughts?
Yes, I would like to say, do not be afraid that God wants to give us all hope and a lot of joy, that he is still in control, that through this great act of mercy for the world, he's going to change things for the better for those who are open to it. And I wish that everyone, whether they would like to watch a free video or get the book, I would like the world to know about this so that all are prepared and that all go through it with grace and come out saints.
That's an awesome message. And with that, you've been listening to Off the Shelf. I'm your host, Pete Sox, a Catholic book blogger. And until next time, God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic, and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.